Hey, time for a little quick extra note here. Let's talk real quick, Jop, about some roasts and steaks and some temperatures we want to bring them to. Roasts especially. Somebody asked me the other day how to do a roast on the grill. And I said, well, how are you going to do it? And she goes, well, I'm putting it on a spit. And I'm like, what kind of cut are you going to put on? She goes, you tell me. I'm like, well, I can't tell you what to do if you don't tell me what the cut is.
Right.
And she just basically wanted to do a roast on the grill.
So I say she. Let's choose beef.
I say she because what I'm finding is like now 30% of our demographics are female listeners. There's a lot of chicks at the grill, man.
Yeah. So okay. Let's talk about a beef roast.
Yeah. And, which one?
And we can get a shoulder roast. Let's uh-huh. call that off the front shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's a big, heavy, dense
piece of
meat.
Call it an English roast.
Right. And the cool part about this is that I really enjoy working with a rotisserie. I don't do it as often as I should, but you know,
because it's in my garage.
Right. But you know who's really good at that is Mad Jack down at Mad Jack's Barbecue, and that's a whole other story.
Oh, we got a bromance.
Mad Jack can do some.
Can you wrap it in bacon?
Right. He can do some rotisserie. And but anyway, let's talk a little bit about doing a rotisserie roast. And
sure.
A couple tips that come to your mind. That when you're going to put this thing together, what's that look like?
Well, I'm going to say marinate it.
Right.
Because it, depending on the cut, it could be a lean piece of beef. And
the English roast, yep.
Yeah, and you're gonna potentially want to infuse some liquids, but you could also baste it really regularly. I mean, that's a great way to do it. And just, you know, keep it wet because the cool thing about a rotisserie is the juices don't drip off so much.
They just keep rolling
around and yeah. Reglazing it. So if you just give her a baste from time to time, you can do a pretty good job. But a really low temperature, that's the only way you can do it.
Right.
You can't start off at a high temperature especially. I'm going to make sure that roast comes to room temperature before I put it on. So I'm going to let that
great,
sit on the counter.
Great piece of advice.
I'm going to let that sit on the counter for like 4 hours.
Right. And when it comes to room temperature, what you're getting then is you're getting an even cook all the way through because things freeze from the outside in and they thaw from the inside out or the outside in as well.
You're confusing
me. So the center of that is always going to be the coldest piece.
That's right.
And you want that thing to be consistent through there, then it'll cook consistently as well. But seasonings are pretty easy when you do a roast because it's a big, dense piece of meat. It's going to be on the outside. You could do some injection. You could do the marinade and let it soak in that. But any of those techniques, depending on the flavor profile that you're looking for.
You made that perfectly clear.
Thank you.
Now explain this to me.
Okay.
What makes Teflon stick to the pan?
I don't know, man. That's like one of those mysteries of life.
So, temperatures for steaks, of course, you can look at our website and find a temperature chart. I'm not going to go through every one of those. Burgers is kind of a big deal, though, and here's a danger spot for the summer. Depending on where you're getting your burger, you either have a really clean, great, efficient butcher, or you've got a guy who's sloppy, or maybe a mass producer. If it's in a tube with a label and you can't see the meat, cook the crap out of that stuff. Bring her right up to like 150,
right.
Okay, and make sure she's really healed because it's called salmonella.
Yeah, Sal is not your friend
no.
on the grill this
summer. And sausage, the same way. If you're going down to Sobey Meats or Sobey Meats.
Any other quality butcher that's yeah. out there but Sobey Meats, right.
Yeah. You've got a little more leeway on your sausage, but you're still going to want to go at least 145 if it's pork,
right.
And probably like 155, 160.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Please get out in your backyard this wonderful weekend. Fire up a grill or smoker or deep fry something.
Put down a rake.
And enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you next week.